If you are in downtown Knoxville tonight, don't be surprised if you run across a roving band of unconventional holiday revelers. You'll know them by the boom boxes and portable speakers they're carrying and the soothing, nebulous music flowing from those speakers. This strange, mesmerizing procession is known as Unsilent Night, and it's becoming a Knoxville holiday tradition. WUOT's Matt Schaefer Powell recently spoke with Unsilent Night's Knoxville organizer, percussionist Andy Bliss.
Unsilent Night is an outdoor mobile installation that's played through boom boxes. So basically, we are all going to play a series of four musical pre-composed recorded tracks that are randomly selected, and they're played among this group of people. You know, in the traditional classical music sense, it's a composed piece by a living composer, Phil Klein. So in that way, this is a composed piece of art music. And you can think of it as like a boombox Christmas caroling. It's a parade of sorts, and we're going to be walking around downtown Knoxville in this cluster of people, basically just transporting these speakers that will give this nice 45-minute composition an audience as we move around all throughout downtown Knoxville.
And so what that means is every year it's going to sound different.
Yeah, we all hit play together, but of course, with human error, that's going to happen within a second and a half of one another. And I might stand in the front of the group for part of the parade, if you will, but I might drop back, and that's going to change how the tracks are sort of shared with our audience. We might walk through a very resonant space at one point, and then we might walk through a very dry space with a lot of traffic noise. It just depends. And so every year, the listening experience is different for both the performer and the audience.
How do people react when they see you walking down Market Square or down an alley or down one of the city streets and they hear this music and you see everyone carrying these boom boxes and portable speakers?
It's generally been very positive. Of course, we get a lot of, strange looks at times. You know, but a very positive reaction. Most people smile and nod, and some people just walk by and don't notice. Some people stop, and like, we've had people join us and think it was really awesome, and then they just walk with us for the rest of the night.
Now, when Phil Klein composed this piece, is this what he intended?
Absolutely, yeah. And it happens in cities all over the world. He has an organizer who helps put this together, and I know for a fact there's one happening in Asheville and in Greenville, you know, a couple hours away. I've had people write to me who now want to get one going in their city who I know, and they know I do it here in Knoxville and looking for advice.
How is it different in Knoxville than it would be in, say, Seattle or even Asheville or Greenville?
Wow, that's a great question. I think this music can tell us what Knoxville sounds like. You know, there is no other replication of Market Square, physically and acoustically speaking, like the way this music and this particular group of people are standing in Market Square, for example, and the way that that sound reverberates can't be recreated anywhere else. And so while there's small differences, it really does force us to sort of hone in and ask ourselves, what does Knoxville sound like? And I think that's a really profound question to ask ourselves as members of this community, but it also, I think, can lead to all kinds of other sort of inspirations.
Andy Bliss, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks. I'm so happy to be here.